This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson, and this is hour number two of The Drive. And as we typically do this time of year, at the start of hour number two, it is time to do a little mock draft.
Yeah, let's mock it up.
Let's mock it up here. This is we're going to use the Pro Football Network.
Oh, good. Okay.
So we're going to use that as our draft database here. Of course, we always have Tony on at the combine, so this is his website here. And the first 19 picks are in. We are up now at 20. We have three trade offers.
Okay.
The Rams are on the phone offering
52, 83,
99, their 2025 second round draft pick and their 2025 fourth round draft pick. I mean,
I'm sure it adds up.
Yeah.
It's a long way to go.
We're going to say...
Let's say no on that.
We're going to reject that one. The Cardinals are on the phone. They're offering picks 27 and 66 for 20 and 195.
We're recording a mock draft tomorrow, and I predicted the Cardinals would move to 20.
Let's see what the third offer is. The third offer is from Atlanta.
Okay.
They're offering pick 43, pick 74, and their 2025 second round draft pick. For 20 and next year, Washington's seventh round pick next year,
which means nothing.
I mean, it's
a nice haul.
Yeah,
it's a nice haul. I'd consider either. I think that going to 27 makes a little more sense, but those are serious, stuff coming back to you.
Yeah. So Leitu is still there. Brian Thomas is still there. Johnny Newton is still there. Byron Murphy is still there. Don't like to hear that.
Yeah, I'd say none of those guys.
Both defensive tackles.
Yeah,
at least one of those guys to go before the pick.
I mean, Thomas is the only name you mentioned that I'm pretty excited about.
Jackson Powers Johnson, Chop Robinson, Cooper DeJean.
Ooh. Tackles must have got hit.
J.C. Latham was a pick right before us. The Bengals took Amarius Mims at 18. So, yeah, tackles got hit hard.
DeJean and Thomas are the only two I think are worth that pick.
Yeah.
I might roll the dice and go back to 27.
Well, here's the problem. So, like we always say, the Steelers will have their list of guys that they would take at 20.
Mm-hmm.
If you're moving back to 27, those guys might all be gone.
Oh, I know.
And that's what you don't want to do.
I know. Man. I'm just not doing cartwheels for either one of them at this point. But I like both players. Cardinals are offering us some good stuff, though.
I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Who would you take between Thomas and DeJean?
Let me see who I'm gonna.
Or was there somebody else you liked?
I'm gonna counter this and close it slowly so I don't freeze up the thing.
Okay,
Kool-Aid McKinstry still there. Tyler Guyton is still there. Guyton, I'm not thrilled
about.
I'd
say both those guys are fine prospects. I think they'll be first round picks, but I would rather your first pick in this draft was better than either one of them.
Yeah,
and this draft just hasn't really gone great.
Bo Nix is there. Graham Barton is there. Johnny Mitchell.
Barton's the name I was thinking we might get at 27.
But if we move down here, you got some.
The Dolphins could scoop him up.
You've got Seattle. Somebody traded up with Seattle. Who was that? Oh, that was the Cowboys traded up to 16 to take Fatanu.
Oh, okay. Seattle definitely could be very O-line.
Yeah. Particularly with an interior offensive lineman. Then you got Green Bay. And New Orleans is back now at 26 because they traded back as well. Yeah. You're probably not going to get one of those linemen if you move back.
You just want to take Thomas at 20? I think I prefer him to DeJean as the way the Steelers are currently constructed.
As they're currently constructed, I would agree.
Yeah.
I'd also like to know, here's the problem with people say, well, you just do this and take Frazier in round two. You don't know that you're going to get Frazier in round two.
You don't know that.
Or take one of the wide receivers in round two. You don't know that you're going to get one of those wide receivers that you like in round two.
See, that's the thing I don't like about taking Thomas is I do think in round two there'll be some receiver
you like.
There'll
be a receiver that
you like. There might not be a center you like,
Yeah.
Do you want to roll the dice, go to 27, and entertain offers if we get crushed again on the next
set of picks? We could, yeah.
I mean, at least see what's behind door number two.
I'm going to counter and see if we can swap some picks next year, too.
Okay.
Because you get 20 and 195 for 27 and 66, which is very fair.
I'd say that's a good deal.
Yeah.
But if we could get their fifth for a seventh or something,
I'm going to say in a four, and we'll throw in next year's. We got two fifths next year.
I'm cool with that. That could be 50 picks difference.
Yeah. I'm going to put in
the middle of the draft.
I'm going to put in our fifth.
Okay. I like it.
And I'm going to make that offer. They accepted that. So
all right. We'll live with it. See what happens here.
All right. Now we're back up at 27. We have two trade offers. Brian Thomas is still there.
Okay, good. Yeah. I was hoping
Cooper DeJean is still there.
Great.
All right.
Great.
The Colts are on the phone. They're offering 46, 82, and next year's second for pick 27.
Just saying those two names, I don't think I want to go back that far.
Yeah.
I mean, I might go back two spots, three spots.
Kansas City's on the phone.
That's an interesting one.
They're offering 32 in next year's second for pick 27.
And it's going to be a late second, but...
It's a second.
I bet they like Brian Thomas.
I'll bet they do.
Or a tackle. I mean, they kind of have similar needs. Or they look at DeJean as their next need. Like, I bet one of those two falls there.
Yeah. I'm going to reject it.
I think I'm going to stick and pick.
Reject. I'm going to change things. I think we take Cooper DeJean here.
Really? Well, we did get up an extra pick, and there's going to be receivers.
We got an extra pick. There's going to be receivers.
I mean, we just said 2 seconds ago I would take Thomas over DeJean.
We don't have a slot cornerback right now.
Oh, I know. I mean, he would complete your defense.
And that is essentially a starter. And maybe he's your slot this year. In a year or two, he takes over next to Minka. Or he's an outside cornerback, or whatever he may do, he makes your defense complete. He makes your defense really, really good.
So I said 5 minutes ago, how the Steelers are currently constructed, Thomas is worth more to me than DeJean. But now that we have a better pick after this trade, I'm going to get a receiver.
We might take two.
Yeah. I mean, we might get Wilson out of Michigan or Pearsall or whatever, you know. We're not going to get a DeJean.
No.
You know, I mean, I would love that to be a tackle. That's not on the board. So
here's the thing. If we don't take him, we might end up playing against him because he might be a Raven.
Oh, that is. Iowa, dude. I mean, like, screams Raven.
Yeah.
And we'll see how the draft goes. We do have extra picks and stuff now, but I may not take anybody in the back seven the rest of the draft.
When in doubt, throw
another lineman in the mix. Throw an extra receiver in the mix. Go heavy offense, you know. I'm in.
All right, let's do it. Cooper DeJean. I can't believe we got him at 27.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. Picks are rolling off the board here. We're back up again. The Cardinals want to make another trade with us.
All right.
They're offering 56 and 81 for 51 and 119.
Maybe.
You got the Falcons offering 74 and next year's second for 51 and 178. I don't like
it. I'd be real curious what O lineman and receiver.
So
here's who's
available. Darius Robinson.
That's interesting.
I would be very interested in Darius Robinson.
Yeah.
Luke Arora.
I think I'd take Robinson over him.
I would.
Yeah.
Enos Rakestraw.
Then we're done with corners.
We're done with corners. Yeah. Malachi Corley is there.
Not bad.
That's just from the guys that I could hear. I'm rejecting these things. We're making this pick.
Yeah.
We got plenty of picks here. I think you just take Darius Robinson.
I do,
that's
too.
That's a gift.
Yeah, it's a gift. I mean, the offense needs a lot of help, but take the best guys.
Yeah. We're getting younger on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Two studs.
But we need to.
We basically got essentially two first-round type guys.
Highly versatile.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in.
I'll just take a look here, see who else is there. Nothing. Yeah, nobody that like jumps out at me says we got to take him, and we have another pick coming up at 66.
We're not far off of him. Yeah.
All right, Darius Robinson. Okay, we just got
like receivers and O line though have to now take massive presence.
The Bengals are offering us a trade here. We're not talking about the Bengals. Like reject. The Texans want to give us 86 for 60. They want to give us 86 and next year's third round pick for 66. In that Washington 7th. That Washington 7th is
everybody wants it, right?
Because they think Washington's going to stink.
Yeah.
We're rejecting that as well.
That doesn't interest me.
So Arora is still there, but we took a defensive lineman.
Can't do it.
Jatavion Sanders. You got Chris Jenkins, Peyton Wilson, Jonathan Brooks, Cedric Gray, Roman Wilson's still there.
Oh, good. Okay. Nice. I was hoping a name like that was still out there.
Brandon Dorius, Kalen Carson, Van Pran, Ricky Pearsall is still there as well. Marshawn Nyland, Jalen McMillan.
I wish we had no lineman on the board, but I think
Rosengarten is still there.
I'd take Wilson over him.
Yeah, I would too.
I think Wilson's jumping off the page.
Yeah.
And Pearsall's good, but I like Wilson better.
Yeah. He's explosive.
Yeah. Do it.
Roman Wilson is the pick. We got another pick coming up here again at 84.
Now, this might be that mid round center range or something along those lines. You know?
Buffalo is calling. They're offering us for 84 and 178, 128, 144, and next year's third round pick. That's not enough.
That's just a long way to go.
I'm going to reject that one. Philadelphia wants to give us 120 and their 25 third round pick for pick 84 and wash that Washington 7. I don't like that either.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't know what's on the board exactly.
Yeah, but that was our pick to begin with, I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I'm rejecting that. Okay. 84. The top player is available. Jatavion Sanders is still there. That's kind of what I was talking about with that tight end. Peyton Wilson's still there.
Where would you have to get to take Sanders? I've never even considered him for the Steelers until 10 seconds ago.
I still wouldn't. I just don't have that kind of need for a receiving tight end.
I know. I don't love him either.
Yeah. So Jatavion Sanders there, Peyton Wilson, Bo Brady, Brandon Dorius, Braylon Allen, Javon Bullard, Trayvon Wallace, Blake Corum, Roger Rosengarten's still there.
I'm thinking about that now. That's about the neighbors.
Yale offensive tackle is still there.
I think one of those two would
Dominic
make a lot
Pooney
of sense.
Dominic Pooney is there. Spencer Rattler. Blake Fisher is still there. Which one of those guys you like? Fisher to me is interesting.
Yeah.
Fisher might plug and play guy.
Considering how they're constructed now, I would love to be able to tell Broderick the day after the draft, you're a left tackle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to make.
I don't know that you can do that with Rosengarten, though. I think he needs to get stronger.
Yeah, as I say,
he's really athletic, and I think he's got some upside, but I don't know that you can make that move now with Roger Rosengarten.
Like, if you draft the Yale kid, you can't say that.
Right.
You can't call Broderick up and be like, you're a left tackle now, forget about it. So I think Fisher has more value to the Steelers. If you're pretty confident that he could be a starter day one, and he's not going to be perfect.
Right.
But that's a solid pick. Let's do it. Yeah.
Fisher?
Yeah.
Blake Fisher.
I was happy those three were all still there.
Yeah.
I thought we would be shut out on tackles.
In most years, those guys are second round picks.
That's a great point. Yeah.
All right. We're back up again here.
Okay, now I'm a lot more comfortable with our team build.
Yeah. Okay. We're up here at 98. Peyton Wilson is still there. I mean.
Maybe you do it.
That's tempting.
Yeah, it's tempting.
That's really tempting.
I mean, you don't know what. His injury is going to be like, too. I mean, I can't remember the Steelers starting linebacker.
Cole Holcomb.
Holcomb.
Yeah.
He might play, you know.
I mean, Wilson's got some Holcomb-like traits, too. Like
yeah.
He might be faster.
Oh, I think he's faster.
Yeah.
That should be in the mix.
Braylon Allen, Trayvon Wallace, Kalen Bullock, Yale offensive tackle still there, Dwayne Carter, Dominic Pooney, Dadrian Taylor-Demerson, also another slot.
Yeah,
safety.
Yeah. I just think DeGene cancels him.
No, we're done with that. Jermaine Burton is there. Cade Stover is there.
Burton is a really good player.
Yeah.
He's got some off-the-field stuff, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's minor or major. Getting him that late, though, would be really attractive to me.
Yeah. Mason Smith is there. We already took a defensive end.
Yeah, we don't have room.
Tyron Hopper, Kalen King, Michael Pratt.
There are a couple names that jump out.
I mean, honestly, right now, looking at this, Wilson's like a – this is like what we get for the trade down.
Right. I mean, that's the cherry on top.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the extra.
He's ranked so much higher than this pick.
Let me throw two other names at you, though, because I had three names on the tip of my tongue, and he was the first one, and he's the most obvious because he is best player available.
Yeah.
And you're not – gold at linebacker. It's not like,
at the very least, he's going to be a stud for you on special teams.
He's not trying to beat out Hammond Lambert.
I wonder how much special teams changes now because of the kickoff rules. They're going to be more kickoffs.
Yeah.
And as we talked about last week, I think you're going to use more big body guys on kickoffs.
I do too. Tight ends and maybe even an O lineman or a D lineman. Like Robinson that we drafted might be on kickoff team.
Yeah.
I mean, because he can run and he's 285, you know. Here are my other two names, though.
Okay.
And they're redundant, but they're positions of need. And that's Burton.
Okay.
Who we haven't talked a lot about, but there's some people extremely high on him, and I see why. Or the Yale offensive tackle. And just redshirt him. Or do whatever. You know, see what happens. Because those positions don't grow on trees, and we're light there. You know, drafting two tackles is crazy talk. I get it.
Is there a center that we want to make sure that we get here?
Well, you can at least bring it up. When's our next pick? How long do we wait?
We got to go to 119. We're at 98 now, so there's 21 more picks.
I doubt three centers fall, but we should see who's out there.
Mason McCormick?
They're calling him more and more people are calling him a center.
Yeah. Okay. But he hasn't done it. That's Bo Limmer.
Okay.
Norzad. That's basically it. I mean,
I bet one of those three makes it 20 more picks.
Do we want to bet our lives on it, though?
Yep. I think we do.
Okay.
But you can convince me on Wilson.
I think you just take Wilson.
That's fine.
I mean, yeah. I just think that the value is too great to pass on that guy.
I mean, defense could be really, really good. You got DeGene and Robinson and Wilson.
Your defense got really fast.
Yeah.
And he may not even play this year, he'll be your special teams ace.
And then you're looking for a value receiver in free agency or a center or, you know, tackle that can hold down the fort or, you know, I mean, those people, you can get them. But you're like done on defense.
Yeah.
And your special teams took a big jump, too. I wonder if DeGene would be your kickoff. No, they signed Patterson, but he would be a kickoff return for most teams.
All right, we're back up here again now.
I bet there's a center.
We only have one pick left. That's at 178.
This one and one more.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if we're going to go center, we probably got to do it here. And there, McCormick, Limmer, Norzad are all there. I like Limmer the best of those guys.
I think I do, too, but I'm really warming up to Norzad more and more that I wouldn't hesitate at all. But yeah. Limmer's fine. They would be neck and neck for me.
All right. Bo Limmer's the pick?
Cool.
Boom. And now we got to get down to 178. There may be somebody here,
a slot receiver or something.
We got a trade offer. The Rams want to give us 196-209 for 178, and that 2025 Washington pick, we're going to reject that.
Yeah, I don't know what that gets us.
All right, so.
I don't think there's like two positions we really need.
Looking at the wide receivers, you got Jaquan Jackson out of Tulane.
Hmm.
Got a lot of balls at Tulane.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Cornelius Johnson from Michigan, another Michigan receiver. They could room together.
Yeah, they'd be buddies, yeah.
Jordan Whittington out of Texas. Ryan Flourney out of Southeast Missouri State. Aeneas Smith out of Texas A&M. Josh Cephas out of UTSA. Isaiah Williams out of Illinois. Anthony Gold out of Oregon State. Bub Means out of Pitt. Tyrone Howell out of UL Monroe.
I don't know a ton about all those guys, but some I do, and I think Bub Means is kind of interesting.
Jaquan Jackson is a pure slot.
Yeah, yeah.
But
do we think Wilson's going to be outside and inside?
Yeah, he can do that.
Mm-hmm. Watkins is a slot.
Yeah.
Austin can do a slot stuff. Who's the best O-lineman on the board? Any position, even if it's a pure guard.
Best player, regardless of position, is Imani Bailey, the running back at a TCU. Jalen Carlos is there. Curtis Jacobs, Evan Williams, Eric All.
Eric All's interesting.
Jarvis Brownlee.
That's interesting, too.
Christian Boyd out of Northern Iowa.
Ooh,
defensive
like
lineman.
Yeah,
I like him.
I don't know if we have room for some of these guys. But,
yeah.
Right.
Tommy Eichenberg, Xavier Thomas, edge rusher out of Clemson. We could use another
edge. That's not terrible.
We could use an edge.
I've heard a lot of good things about him lately. I need to go to the drawing board on him.
Isaac Guardo, the Erguendo, I should say, from Louisville.
I think you take the edge or
Josh
all.
Proctor, Tyrone Tracy. Christian Jones is still there.
Hmm. That's not bad either. By the way, I love Tracy. From Purdue.
Yeah, he's really catches the ball super well.
He was a receiver turned running back. It's a weird combination, but he's good. I would consider Clemson edge, Texas tackle. There's some other players there I like a lot. I just don't know how we could fit him on the team. You know,
right.
Boyd and the running back from Purdue.
Caden Wallace, the offensive tackle out of Penn State, is still there. Mm. We could take another offensive tackle.
What do you think about Eric All?
I don't mind that.
Yeah. I mean, he's another one. I don't know the medicals, but.
Right.
I mean, I hope him and Wilson don't get the camp and neither one can play, you know, but we don't know that, right?
Tip Raymond's still there, too.
I think I'd take all over Raymond, but they're both sort of interesting.
Tanner McLaughlin out of Arizona is another guy.
Yeah, people like him.
Yeah.
Any one of those names jump out at you more than the others? So there's a lot of names I like.
Yeah, I mean, that's. Man, that's tough. I think you go for the edge. Just because I think he's going to make your team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you're making your special teams even stronger.
I think he kind of stands out there. 6'2", 244, so he's big enough to ride.
Steelers type, yeah. I mean, he's a lot different than Robinson.
And again, he'll play special teams for you. And
I'm fine with it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. We went defense heavier than I thought, but the defense has got a real infusion of youth.
It got young, It got younger. Which it needs
mix
to
that
do.
With Porter and
Benton. And cheaper.
You know, right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I like Golden a lot, and I'd be very interested in bringing him back. But you save $3 million on the cap by this pick.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's other ways of looking at it.
Maybe you have to go get a center now because...
Yeah, maybe that goes to Connor Williams. Or, yeah. Who knows, right? Or it's an extension with one of your own guys. Or...
So we ended up taking... Well, we still ended up 4 defense and 3 offense. So it wasn't as lopsided as what you might think.
But it was early. We got some value on defense.
Yeah. So we got Cooper DeJean at 27 after the trade down.
Love it.
Darius Robinson at 51.
Okay.
Pure value.
Go hang out with Cam Hayward.
Roman Wilson at 66.
Good.
Pick we got out of that trade down.
They seem to be quite interested.
Blake Fisher at 84.
Hopefully he's your right tackle from day one, but that's asking a lot, but he seems as capable as any third-round tackle would be.
Peyton Wilson at 98.
That's the great.
Pure value again.
Yeah, yeah.
Bo Limmer at 119.
Okay. Hopefully he's in the mix.
Yeah. And then Xavier Thomas at 178, the edge out of Clemson. And we also have Arizona's 2025 fourth-round draft
pick. Oh, I forgot about that. Okay. We gave up something.
We gave up next year's fifth. One of our fifth-round picks next year. We had 2 to move up the gap. Now we have 2 fourth-round picks instead, which...
Great.
You like that.
Oh, I loved picking up that extra nickel on this. Yeah. You know, an extra dime.
Especially starting day 3 off. Like.
Right. Right, right, right.
After everything resets, after everybody talks about the day 2 reset. Mm-hmm. Well, day 3 resets as well, and there's still value there.
I mean, you might... It's
and
not
next
be...
year's draft might be ridiculously deep from all the COVID kids coming out.
That's true, too. And, heck, I mean, day after the draft, it won't be T. Higgins, but you could trade that fourth-round pick for a receiver or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, or some kind of future
pick. Or maybe
pick.
You do that for your center.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Exactly. Turn it into a guy that's making money that's a legit starter at one of your positions. Maybe, yeah.
So that was our
future picks are always just put more money in the bank.
I don't mind that draft.
I don't either. It's an odd one for us.
Yeah.
But it's exciting about the defense. I mean, that defense could be really, really good.
Really
next
good.
Year. And versatile and fast and young. And, you know, no, I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to a break. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more. Right after this.
Here we go, Steelers! Here we go!
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Matt, Eric Edholm has put together his mock draft 2.0 on NFL.com. So let's take a look at what he has here. See how things break down for him. He's got the Bears taking Caleb Williams.
Shocker.
Yeah. No surprise there. This next pick, though, is a surprise. He has Washington taking J.J. McCarthy.
I think the buzz is real. I'm not saying he's worth it. I'm just saying that I don't think that...
I actually had the same thing in our mock.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow.
Because hearing some stuff.
Okay. No, I know people love him. I mean, I get it. That's fine. Okay.
New England then takes Jaden Daniels at 3.
Interesting. Okay.
See, I think if that were the case, if I'm New England, then I do stick and take the pick.
I'm a really big Drake May believer, although some of his tape is rough this year.
Minnesota then trades up with Arizona and takes May.
That's May. Okay. More than a 50% chance the first 4 picks are quarterbacks.
I think it's starting to head that way.
Yeah, and I really think it'll be 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
If the Chargers are in the mix, I don't think they'll stay.
The Chargers then stay right where they're at and take Marvin Harrison.
Which, as much as you might love Lyman, you just do that.
You got to do that.
Coach Harbaugh, just take him, you know.
Justin Herbert has to have somebody to throw.
Somebody.
If they didn't do that, if they traded out of that spot and then didn't get a receiver, if I'm Justin Herbert, I go to Harbaugh right up and punch him in the face.
Right, what are we doing here, right? Because he's from Ohio State, you didn't take him? What's the story, your coach?
Yeah.
So I know some people were, side note, I know some people are concerned about the Steelers wide receiver room, as am I, on April 1st. There's 3 or 4 around the league, though, that are barren.
Yeah.
And this is one of them. I mean, there's like nothing in L.A. right now.
It's 6. The Giants then take Malik Nabers.
Theirs isn't much better either.
Yeah.
It's like Wandell Robinson and, you know.
It's 7. Tennessee takes Joe Alt. No surprise there.
Yeah.
The Cardinals trade up with the Falcons to take Rome Odunziel.
That's great work by the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a nice chunk for a quarterback that you probably, I know he's not including every trade, but if you got out of there and somebody traded up for a quarterback, you got a nice ransom for it.
Yeah.
And you still maybe got the second best receiver in the draft.
Like, right.
I think Odunziel goes top 5 98% of the drafts. He's awesome.
At 9.
And their receiver room stinks too.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, real bad.
At 9, the Bears take Jared Verse.
I don't like where they pick. I don't want to be the team that takes that first edge. I mean, I would take a Dunze if I were them.
Yeah. But it's very much what Houston did last year. You take the top quarterback.
That's what you're saying.
And you get the top, what they think is the top edge.
Yeah. I would be entertaining trade offers, though, if I were.
The difference is they already have Montez Sweat there.
Yeah, that, yeah. I just don't think those edges are as good as Will Anderson.
Yeah.
And I didn't love Will Anderson.
They could get Robin instead of Batman. They don't need Batman. Mm-hmm. They got Batman.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I know. I think nines, it gets a little sticky if those were the first eight off the board.
At 10, the Jets take Brock Bowers.
Getting pretty chalky.
Yeah.
I see it.
At 11, the Falcons, after trading down, take Dallas Turner, who they may have taken at 8 to begin with.
Yeah, I like
with.
That better.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a little something and Dallas Turner. Okay. I mean, their pass rush has been a problem for a long time.
At 12, Denver takes Bo Nix. That one's very – they're like three
picks. That's
starting
to be chalky, yeah.
Like, all to Tennessee, Bowers to the Jets, and Bo Nix
are all
are as chalky as Caleb Williams to the,
right?
to the Bears.
Yeah. They're starting to see him everywhere.
At 13, the Raiders take Talisi Fuaga.
Hmm. I could see the Raiders hurting the Steelers with that pick, whether it's Latham or Fuaga or, you know. I could see the Steelers fans going, ah.
Would they take Penix there?
I don't think that's bonkers.
I don't think it is either. They don't have a quarterback.
They don't have a quarterback. I don't think that's crazy.
And if you wait and try to get one on day two, somebody might move ahead of you, and you won't have a quarterback.
All right. No, I think that's not insane, especially if Nix goes right ahead of him.
Yeah. To
maybe.
A team in your division? Like.
Right. I mean, you're trying to keep up with Herbert and Mahomes and another first-round quarterback, rookie. You got to do something. They might be as desperate as any team out there.
Yeah.
Considering where they pick and all those things.
Yeah, and they're not in a position where they can just punt on the season.
No.
You're in Vegas.
Yeah, right.
You
want
to try to sell tickets in Vegas, mm-hmm. not to other teams coming in to play you.
Them in Denver might be fighting for first pick of the draft type stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in bad shape right now.
The Saints then at 14 take Fashanu.
That would fit in. They got, I'm not sure exactly how their O-line would shape out, but he'd fit in somewhere.
Well, Ryan Ramczyk's
in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Penning has been a bust.
Penning hasn't worked out. That doesn't mean he still won't. I mean, he's
only
been
still
in the league
early,
a couple of years.
Yeah, to be concerned, though.
At 15, the Colts take Quinyon Mitchell.
That's their type of pick.
Yeah.
Height, weight, speed guy.
At 16, the Seahawks take Troy Fotanu.
Yeah, that's getting chalky, too.
That's getting
it just
chalky.
Adds up so much.
Yeah.
I mean, Washington's O-coordinator is now theirs. Be a guard for them and, like, great. I mean, as good as he could be a tackle, he might be better at guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice pick.
At 17, the Jaguars take Terrion Arnold.
Okay. They could go a lot of directions.
Yeah. At 18, the Bengals take Byron Murphy. That just makes – where they should go at this point.
I mean, I'd even consider Newton, but, I mean, I think one of the D tackles there is – fills their biggest need. I wonder if they'd consider Thomas and trade Higgins the next day.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just swap those guys out, similar styles.
Or they, I mean, they could still get one on day two and still move Higgins. Yeah.
I think they'll draft a receiver pretty high, though.
At 19, the Cowboys trade up with the Rams and take Brian Thomas.
Hmm. Their O-line's.
It's a mess.
Yeah, I wouldn't be comfortable.
They don't have
a lot
of picks.
No, I wouldn't be real comfortable with that. They need a running back. They need line. I mean, their receivers aren't perfect, but.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott's situation, that's a whole different conversation. But his situation is a little bizarre. And the way they handled it at the owners' meetings wasn't like, oh, we're going to get this done no matter what with Dak. I mean, he has so much power. They can't franchise him.
Right.
He can just sit back and wait for Tua and these other dudes to sign. And he knows he's going to come in with Kirk Cousins plus. Maybe they take Penix.
And they still have to get
that.
I mean, that's why they make this move, because
they better win this year.
And CeeDee Lamb's contract is up.
And
Micah
Parsons'
contract is up. Like,
the Cowboys are in a rough situation here.
Yeah, they have spent no money in free agency.
I mean, if Dak wants to become a free agent, he can.
Yeah.
Which, that's rare.
Yeah.
And do you know what he would make if Cousins made what he did? I'd love to be a free agent if I'm Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
It's not a bad spot to be in. Maybe they take Penix. That's what I'm saying.
At 20, then, the Steelers take Jackson Powers-Johnson.
Okay. I mean, kind of boring.
Yeah.
You know, we've been down that road 1,000 times.
I can't see them doing that, though, when the Dolphins at 21 take J.C. Latham.
I can't either.
I'm taking Latham over Jackson Powers-Johnson all day long.
We'd probably fight on this, but I would take Mims over JPJ, too. Just because of positional value.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't take Guyton over him.
But Latham is...
Latham runs the podium.
I mean, he's my number two tackle.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the Chargers might take him at five.
Yeah. Maybe not in this scenario
right.
where they get the...
But if they trade down
maybe the number one
right,
player
yeah, yeah.
in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd take Latham in a heartbeat at 20.
Yeah, me too. It wouldn't even be close between him and Powers Johnson
no.
in that situation. This is the positions they play.
At 22, well, I said the Dolphins take at 21 Latham. At 22, the Eagles take Nate Wiggins.
That would fit. I think that's where I mocked them too.
At 23.
They just traded Reddick.
Yeah. The Cardinals, with their pick they also acquired from the Vikings, take Cooper DeJean.
Great. Yeah.
At 24, the Rams, after trading back, take Latu.
Oh, I can
that's
see that.
Screams.
That screams
Rams.
Rams.
In fact, I think that's who I mocked to them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good fit. I love that fit.
At 25, the Packers take Graham Barton.
He'll play somewhere on that line.
Yeah.
He looks like a Packer, too. I always think DeJean and Barton look like Packers, too, just because they're versatile.
Yeah. At 26, the Buccaneers take Chop Robinson.
Maybe. I mean, Shaq Barrett's basically done. They're looking for another edge.
Yeah. 27.
They use high picks on D linemen.
At 27, the Commanders come up in a trade with the Cardinals. They have two early second-round mm-hmm. picks to take Amarius Mims.
Wow. Nice. That's worth it for them.
Good value, yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you already drafted a quarterback, sure. And expectations aren't for him to play right this second. They're not going to win a lot of games this year.
At 28, the Bills take Adonai Mitchell.
I like that fit a lot. I bet he doesn't get there. I don't know where he'll land, but I just think he's too traitsy to fall that far.
Really, if I'm the Cowboys and I want a receiver,
I think I'd hang tight.
I'd just stick there and take Adonai Mitchell.
I trust Thomas more, but the Cowboys don't have the resources to throw away starting center
trade,
to move
trade
up.
Picks
or, you know
them,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
At 29, the Panthers trade up with the Lions to take Xavier Worthy.
Maybe. Like, I like McConkey better, and I probably like Franklin better, and a couple guys that are still out there. But I think Worthy's going to end up in round one. It only takes one to love the speed, and Carolina likes flashy things, you know?
Yeah.
Put him next to Deontay, and you got to, you know, they would have receivers. Thielen, Mingo, you know?
At 30, the Ravens take Tyler Guyton.
That would make sense, too. Could develop him a little.
Yeah.
But they need a tackle.
31, the 49ers take Jordan Morgan.
He fits their system well as a move guy.
Yeah.
Guard or tackle.
Yeah, they could put him at either spot and be okay. And then at 32... the Chiefs take Kingsley Suamataia.
See, I like that better than, like, Worthy for them.
Yeah.
I would take Suamataia over Worthy. You always see Worthy on the Chiefs. He's Tyreek Hill.
They need a tackle.
They need tackles.
Yeah. They can get receivers later in the draft.
And they have Marquise Brown and, you know, their pass catchers aren't bad. Rice and Brown and Kelsey.
Although Rice is...
he might be in a little bit of trouble right now, too.
In a little bit of trouble.
Yeah. This is also the time of year where guys get in trouble.
Yeah, if you didn't see that, he's... they're looking at him in a hit-and-run situation in Dallas that there's video of him.
Oh, is there? I didn't know that part, too.
Of walking away with a bunch of guys walking away from the crash.
That doesn't bode
well. I don't understand that. You left your car's there. The car is registered in your
name.
It's
his car? It's not his buddy's car or anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you might not know you're on camera, but it's your car.
It's your car.
You're just going to leave there.
Yeah.
It has your DNA all over it, too.
And it's registered to you, and... yeah.
Yeah. Not the brightest move. Yeah. Maybe they are going to go receiver.
Maybe. But Suamataia would make a lot of sense.
But in a nutshell, I would take a tackle.
Yeah. They don't have a left tackle right now.
No. And you could develop, and they could live with the guys they have.
I mean, they're overpaying Juwan Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah.
For what
Donovan
he does.
Smith's up. I think he's still floating out there, and no one's banging on his
door. Not very
right
good.
Now. No. Yeah. He hasn't been good in Tampa either. Okay. Not a bad pick. We would have ended up with Latham.
Oh, yeah.
For the Steelers. And been very happy about it.
Absolutely.
But those tackles went pretty quick.
Yeah. I mean, that was seven tackles in the first round.
With Suamataia and Morgan. That's probably the max.
Might be eight.
I'd say it might be, yeah. Rarely
Morgan
and
Suamataia,
Yeah. I think it was eight.
Eight tackles. Yeah, that's a quarter of the first round.
That's unbelievable. But paint the board in red.
And about seven wide receivers, too.
And five quarterbacks.
Half the draft.
Didn't go. Four,
yeah, half the draft. Half the first round was.
And we also had Worthy. We had six receivers, right?
At least, yeah.
Six receivers, eight tackles, five quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. crazy draft. It's a good draft.
It really is.
And the first couple rounds were good drafts.
They're
at good
awesome.
Positions, yeah.
Awesome. But that was Eric Edholm's second mock that he has done.
Okay. Pretty good one.
Yeah.
He made some moves, and yeah.
Not bad. Some trades there. That the trading part gets tough when you're. I know
it does.
Because you just don't know. I mean, we don't. We know the Steelers roster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what exactly is going on in Green Bay.
The other thing that really to get nerdy about it with trades is like some teams don't have a second rounder to get up,
right.
You know, or don't have a second round pick next year. And I'm not going to do that research to that degree.
Yeah.
Like we did a mock that we're going to film tomorrow, and I just said they went from this pick to here plus X. You know, like there'll be something else in there, and they can work it out. But I'm not going to do all the math to figure out do they have enough to get there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right.
I don't even look at the chart.
No.
Ever.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if teams still use that chart or not. I know fans still
use,
you know.
And there's a couple of them out there now. I think the Jimmy Johnson chart's kind of shot.
It's
and you pay a tax for quarterbacks.
Yeah, you pay no matter what, you're going to pay more to come up and get a quarterback.
Yep.
Regardless of what the chart says. And the chart also doesn't tell me whether this is a deep draft or if it's a
Yeah. It was a third rounder this year worth a third rounder 3 years ago. And
right.
I think there's something to be said for
that. Is a fifth round pick next year, but when we think the draft is going to be super deep, is that worth more than the fourth round pick this year or the fifth round pick this year? Probably so.
I mean, the Deontay trade's a great example, but I thought a big thing that came away this offseason is teams want to move from the sixth round to the fourth round.
Yeah.
You know, like, and they're going to put them a little more of a premium on it than other years.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you can move up 50 spots in draft in the late parts, that means more this year than most.
Absolutely. Let's get to another break. He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back to finish up the show
nice.
Right after this. Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And Steeler fans, you can gear up with the latest sideline apparel, hats, or jerseys of your favorite players, authentic memorabilia, custom items, and exclusives you can only find directly from the team at one of the official Steelers pro shops. They're located at Akershire Stadium, Grove City Premium Outlets, or Tanger Outlets, or you can visit online at shop.steelers.com. And Matt, I had a question on social media today on X. There was a fan out there. He's asking, the Steelers haven't brought in Justin Fields yet to announce.
Oh, right.
They've announced the trade, but they haven't brought him in yet to speak to the media.
Hasn't been the press
Does that mean
yet.
That he's unhappy with the trade? I'm like, you have to realize, last week.
No one thinks about the logistics of it all.
Yeah.
Right?
So last week, all the Steelers decision makers are in Orlando. So you're not going to do it last week.
Right. Your head coach, your owner, I mean, all those guys, right.
Everybody's down there. This week, you also have to factor in, is the player in the country?
I was told he was on a European vacation.
Right. He's Chevy right. Chase right now.
Right. Exactly. So it's not like you haven't talked to him. It's like,
right.
Why destroy your vacation you've been planning that's
Take
probably
your time.
Many thousand dollars or whatever?
When you get back in, we'll talk.
Yeah. So, I mean, those kind of things are easy to overreact to. But when you've been around the building and you're more than me, I mean, you start to realize, like, oh, he can't come in this week because of this. Or maybe his mom's. I mean, I'm not talking about Fields, but I'm just, there's a lot of reasons that can get in the way of rushing them here this second.
Oh, 100%. It's the offseason.
It's the offseason, right. I mean, you're not practicing tomorrow. I can promise you he has a playbook. I promise you he's been on the phone and Zooms with offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, head coach, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Agents, you know, all that stuff.
They've probably digitally sent him the playbook. Here you go.
Yeah. Start learning this stuff. You know,
Stick
your head in chapter one of, you know,
while you're
things.
Sitting on the beach and, you know, it's your villa.
Or don't. You know, I mean, it's up to
it's
you.
Up
you're
to
on
you,
vacation, right.
You
know, I mean, do what you got to do. But yeah, I mean, he's a super hard worker by all accounts. He's smart. You know, I'm not concerned one bit about that. I did see the question, though. I was like, I think you're looking too much into it.
The Steelers OTA schedule.
Yeah,
this is when it
come
really
out.
Matters.
Right.
So that starts May 21st. These are their on-field activities. They'll do some other stuff before that.
The rookie stuff after the draft.
Weightlifting.
And the
players will start, I think that starts in mid-April, that the veterans start getting together and doing stuff. Those are not mandatory.
They're not mandatory, right.
But you can start getting guys in the building to do stuff.
We usually broadcast from OTAs.
Yeah. So that schedule will start May 21st. They'll go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, those first couple weeks. And then the final week of that, June 3rd through the 6th, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
and then mandatory minicamp. The mandatory
part of the offseason is
Tuesday, June 11th, Wednesday, June 12th, and Thursday, June 13th.
Not that far away.
It's not that far
away. Right. We've seen these guys live, including the rookies and, you know, Fields and Wilson and all those guys, of course.
That I mentioned that phase one and phase two, those start before phase. That's phase three that we just mentioned, or the OTAs.
Okay,
that's when the coaches can actually be on the field.
Doing football stuff. Yeah. It's not full contact, but right. Yeah.
So phase one consists of the first 2 weeks of the program, with activities limited to meetings, strength and conditioning, and physical rehab only. That's the one that starts in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. And people start trickling in for those, and won't be everyone in attendance. Right.
Phase two consists of the next 3 weeks. That's on-field workouts may include individual or group instructions in drills, as well as perfect play drills and drills and plays with offensive players lining up across from offensive players and defensive players lining up across from defensive players, conducted at a walkthrough pace. So if you see
one-on-ones.
See a practice, the start of a practice where the play, they come out, the offensive guys, you'll see the beanies on their heads, defensive guys, same thing. They'll line up across from each other, and they'll just go through the plays.
Yeah. I'm trying to get to his outside shoulder on this block, but it's not full speed at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, their pads may collide, but it's not,
They're just kind of stepping into each other. Mm-hmm. No live contact or team offense versus team defense drills are permitted during that period.
They're not competitive. They're not competitive.
That's basically what's happening during the draft period.
Then
you'll have your rookie minicamp, where those guys will get acclimated to all that stuff and do some similar things, where they'll do the walkthroughs and see.
They like enroll in kindergarten.
Yeah. is how we line up. This is what we do the first day of practice.
I mean, even things like, this is how you practice as a Pittsburgh Steeler. You know, we do not beat the crap out of each other, but we also want to get the most out of it. And, like, we get everyone on the same page. And this is where we go to meetings. This is where the cafeteria is. Yeah. This is where you park. It's kindergarten. Yeah.
That phase three of this is when those full OTA schedules, that's when that starts. That's when your offense, defense, and your rookies are all brought together.
They are all in the stew together see how that starts to look. So you have some clue before training camp what this team looks like. Or, man, we drafted this tackle in the third round. The Notre Dame kid, we thought he might have a chance to start. He doesn't have a clue. better find somebody.
You get into the situation like it was with Marquise Pouncey when they got into OTAs and they were like, oh, he's the best center on the roster.
Hand him the
he might be our
car.
Best offensive lineman, period.
That happened to Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, as a rookie, it was like, we got this Flynn character who's making a good buck, but man, this rookie is, everything we put on his plate, he digests immediately.
Yeah, that phase three consists of, it's a four-week program. Teams may conduct a total of 10 days organized. No live contact is permitted, but you can do 7-on-7, 9-on-7, and 11-on-11 drills.
Yeah, so you're getting skeleton stuff, and you're getting passing concepts and route concepts, and you get a pretty good idea what the team's starting to look like.
Yeah, and then minicamp is, it's a carryover of those OTA sessions.
Mm-hmm.
You still can't have contact and all those things,
right.
But everybody has to be there.
Yeah. And they leave the field sweaty, and they get a workout in. And, it's not just walking around. Yeah.
So, that's what the Steelers have coming up here.
So all 32 teams announced their dates.
Yes.
Like, that's all been set. Huh?
And that phase one thing will start here. I believe it starts the second week of April.
Wow.
So
it's the beginning of the league year.
Yeah.
I mean, things are starting to happen.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
So. Yeah, it's always always fun.
And maybe Fields is there for that.
I would think he would want to be there for that. I would think Russell Wilson should. New guys probably should be there for this stuff. No, maybe
but
not.
You don't hold them against them if it's not. Who knows what they're up to? They're probably all these guys have private quarterback coaches too. It's not like they're doing nothing.
I always love when people. Well, so and so wasn't at the OTA session
because he's getting. Some of them don't go because it's not enough work for them.
You know who never went to these things? Like one
I
year.
Think he said, Troy never did.
Bill Cowher, I believe it was either Bill or Mike. I can't remember now. It might have been Mike. Asked him to come one time. Hey, we need you to come in this year. We got a bunch of new guys here. Other than that, he just worked out on his own.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these guys are so specialized, they become better football players doing their own thing. They're not working on what all the other safeties are working on. They're working on one thing that they need to improve, or they know their body better, or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons.
Yeah. I mean, Ben would come and go at these things. You know, he didn't need to be there, especially when you had young quarterbacks who were learning this. Like I know the system. It's not like it's
– let Landry Jones do his thing or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, a mid-round pick that's a later pick or whatever. Yeah.
But I would think this year with so much turnover on the roster, particularly at the quarterback position, A, your receivers would want to be there.
You would think.
And B, those quarterbacks would most certainly want to be there for this stuff.
I would think. Yeah, I would think so. But again, I would not kill them if they're not. But probably more so than most years, those type of guys should be there.
Yeah.
But, like, does Cam Hayward need to be there? Doesn't need to be, but
From the way Mike Tomlin was talking at the meetings last week, I don't expect to see Cam Hayward take the field until training camp. And even then, I would expect him to get the veteran treatment where he may do one day on and
more
half day
ever.
The next day, and
yeah.
then the third day you take the day off.
I mean, he may play 10 preseason snaps.
I don't even know if I'd play him at all in the preseason.
Yeah. TJ might be not too far off
either. I mean, you got some guys on that defense that are very important. You played without them last year and you survived.
Especially if you draft another D lineman.
But I don't want to do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, I want him there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you
he has a presence and he's important.
Yeah, the young guys can bounce stuff off of him.
Yeah.
But I don't need to see him practice a whole lot.
No. As much as he wants or less.
Yeah. Well, I think as much as he wants, he would be out there a lot.
Yeah.
I think you have to say whoa rather than sick him, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need you. This is a marathon. We got 17 games now, hopefully playoffs. We need you from start to finish as much as humanly possible.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's just a big part of what this team wants to do, and he's too important. I mean, he played basically on one leg last year.
I say, he didn't have a great year for his standards, but he also shouldn't have been out there for much of it, too.
Oh, just while we're sitting here, I called up a 33rd team mock draft.
Mm.
Steelers take at 20, Talisi Fuaga.
Ah, I think we'd be both be really happy
with
that.
I think they would sprint to the podium for that.
Yeah. I think him and Latham, to me, are pretty close to no-brainers, plug-and-play right tackle, improve you in a lot of ways.
Yeah, Graham Barton was the next pick. Fatano goes to the Cowboys at 24.
They should be thrilled with that, too.
Oh, my God.
I would feel a lot of needs for them.
The offensive tackle is slipping a little bit there, sliding. I'd jump all over that.
Mm-hmm. No, I would, too. No, that'd be a great fit. Right playing temperament.
Oh. he has a temperament, all right.
Yeah.
So he is nasty.
I clicked on it. I didn't read it heavily, but the Pro Football Focus does their superlatives for each position. And they did offensive tackles today, and best zone blocking tackle was Fuaga.
Oh, he moves like a
yeah.
I mean, he's built like a tight end.
Yeah,
but he's.
I think they're going to play more zone.
320-pound tight end.
Yeah, with nastiness and 6'6" and
yeah.
No, he fits in really, really well.
Yeah, and again, I for the Steelers, and you. I mean, there are so many of these guys with the Polynesian backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a bunch of them already. Like,
it's a very comfortable environment.
To get a guy like that to add to that environment when you've already got five or six Polynesians.
Yeah. This guy might be a foundational 12-year starter type guy for you, right?
I had that conversation with Jalen Warren last offseason because he's part Polynesian.
I didn't know that. Okay.
And, you know, he's
I just remember the Fajoko conversation.
Yeah.
It was great. He was talking about the Paulies.
But there's definitely something to that.
Absolutely. If you can be more comfortable in any environment, that's a great way to, find your way in the league.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. No, he'd be a great fit here.
Yeah. And, Isaac Seumalo is he's kind of the leader of that group that.
Fajoko's going to be back. That's on something we've brought up very often, but he's under contract again.
Yeah.
So that's a nice pickup, too.
So, I mean, they've definitely got some Polynesian guys that are going to be on. They're going to be on the roster, both Herbigs.
I don't know much about baseball, but like so many generation after Clemente from that area of the country were Pirate fans.
Yeah.
And I think Troy probably had a similar situation.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, Junior Seau, Troy, right. those are the guys that, you know,
they were groundbreaking Hall of Fame, you know, I'm sure people became Steeler fans because of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think if you can add those, I mean, of the guys that they could get, Latham and Fuaga
are pretty just stamp of approval types.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just sprint that. You don't even think there could be 20 teams on the phone. They could be offering next year's first round picks.
Yeah.
I'm not talking.
Yeah. It's like,
I'm taking this dude.
Just like, that's, and they're also right tackles. You're not moving anyone around, you know, that type of thing.
Plug
too.
And play, too.
Right. Broderick, you're on the left. These guys are on the right. Let's go. Hopefully, you guys play together for 10 years.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of value to that. And they fit.
Yeah, they have the right temperament. You want to run the football? Oh, okay.
Like, I love Fatanu, but I would listen to offers if he was my best offer. You know, I'm listening. I mean, I'm very comfortable taking him. Those ones, I'm not sure I'm listening.
Yeah, I'm not listening at all.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah. I mean, those guys would literally, in most drafts, are top 10 picks.
Yeah, they're like Broderick Jones or Paris Johnson.
Yeah,
100%.
You're trading up to get a guy like that.
Yeah, right. And I would consider those two I'd consider trading up for.
I would too.
If they
get to 15, 16, I'm thinking about moving up to go get them.
Especially if one of the two's already gone.
Yeah.
Which probably would be. You know, like, chance of both being available at 20 is not going to happen.
Yeah.
They're very intriguing, and I think they'd be very popular.
Yeah. Some rare traits.
Yeah. And exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a lot of projection there.
No, there's
not
really
at all.
Not.
That's the beauty of it, right? No, I like those two a lot for the Steelers.
Yeah. That's going to do it for the show today.
Yeah, it was a fun one.
Absolutely.
The
glad
league's
to be
a little quiet right now, but that's all right.
Glad to be back in the Berg here. We're starting to ramp up our triple take stuff again, round two of all that. So check that out on Steelers.com. Matt and I break things down with Mike Pursuta.
Yeah, good stuff. We're doing a video tomorrow, too. Yeah.
This time around, we're digging a little bit deeper into the draft as opposed to our first look at everything was here's our top five.
And I've switched some of my top five as well, too, and that's natural. But then we look at this is an interesting dude that might be a mid-round pick.
Yeah.
You know, not even through a Steelers lens. It's an interesting player, you know?
Absolutely. So check that out on Steelers.com. You can also, if you missed our shows last week on YouTube, go ahead and check out the Steelers YouTube channel. Lots of good video on there.
Yeah,
lots
there
of
was.
Stuff beyond us that would, you know, we're the least of the stuff on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, still. But every drive was, you know, broadcast on YouTube.
Absolutely.
It was good stuff, yeah.
We'll be doing that, I would assume. You know, moving forward here, we're going to start doing that more often.
I think so. There's been a lot of rumblings about that behind the scenes.
Yeah, so you can look forward to that, and maybe we'll get better at it. It's not exactly exciting, you know. It was
it's a lot of chilling with a coffee and relaxing, right? Yeah.
But I think you need to start wearing the cutoff shirts
like a belly shirt. You're just going to go like
no,
have
I'm
the abs
like,
out,
like just a you know a. A cutoff shirt like, Pat McAfee.
I don't even know what he wears, but okay.
He always has like a, it's always like a sleeveless shirt.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a real hit, yeah. That'll spike ratings like crazy, yeah.
Anyways, for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Justin Miller here on site, keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We appreciate you listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.